Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey Him. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. As we think about the many facets of salvation, the many things that make salvation available, one that is key on our part is obedience. Obedience to God is essential to me being saved. We live in a world that is so subjective, that has no sense of standard, and so many people believe that all you've got to do to be saved is just say the name of Jesus and some sinner's prayer, and you don't have to do anything else. There's no other things that you have to do to be saved. Friends, such a view is flawed according to Scripture and will cost people their soul. The Bible says we must obey Jesus if we're going to be saved. Listen to the clear words of Matthew 7:21. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Jesus made it abundantly clear that if you don't do God's will, you don't go to heaven. It's not enough just to look in the sky and say, "Lord, Lord." You've got to obey God's will. The Pharisees had a knack for wanting to seem like they did God's will, to look religious but not doing it. And look at what Jesus said, or listen to what he said in Luke 6:46. Jesus asked this haunting question, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" They were claiming he was the Lord, but they weren't living their life right. And so obedience is essential to pleasing God. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14, verse 15. Friend, don't buy into the view that obedience is not necessary. If we're going to be saved, we must obey the will of God. And here's what you must do to be saved. You must hear the Word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. You must believe Jesus is God's Son. John 8, verse 24. You must repent of sin in your life. Luke 13, 3. You must confess Jesus before men. Romans 10, 9 and 10. And you must be baptized in water to be saved. Mark 16, 16. Have you obeyed the will of God to be saved? If not, do that today.
This is the gospel of Christ.